When I started birding in 1975, my only optical equipment was a pair of Bushnell 7x50 binoculars. The next year, I got a Bushnell Spacemaster spotting scope. Russ and I were college students, and there was no way we could afford film and developing, much less a long lens, for me to photograph birds. I was entirely satisfied with watching them without capturing them on film. I got my first digital camera in 2000. It had 2 or 3 megapixels and a bit of zoom. I took a few photos of close birds in Costa Rica and when visiting my aunt in Florida, but used the camera mainly for people and scenery, and more often than not, I left it at home when I was birding. In 2005, when I first started writing a blog, I figured out how to take photos with a small digital camera through a spotting scope. That is called digiscoping, and suddenly I was getting some pretty good photos of some of my favorite birds. As the cameras in smartphones improved and point-and-shoot digital cameras got better, suddenly a whole generation of birders was learning to identify the birds in their photos rather than scrutinizing the birds in the field. Soon, even us old-school birders were documenting rare sightings with photos, and with Facebook, Twitter, and especially eBird, other birders started hearing about rare sightings while the person who discovered the bird was still right there watching it. Now, documentation almost always requires a photo and sometimes a sound recording rather than painstakingly written descriptions. I've adapted with the times. In January 2009, when I was working at the Cornell Lab, I bought a good DSLR camera and a 100 to 400 millimeter lens. Now, if I have to leave some of my optical equipment at home, it's more often my binoculars than my camera, which I take everywhere. I consider myself a bird watcher who takes pictures rather than a nature photographer. It's not that I don't take myself seriously enough because I'm a woman, though I think most people, male and female alike, take ourselves way too seriously. In this case, though, it's that I invest my time and effort into learning more about birds rather than the principles of photography. Many of my photos have been published in magazines, and National Geographic even included one in my pocket guide to the birds of North America, but my friends who consider themselves real photographers publish so many more images of such enormously high quality and are so much more consistently skilled than I that I leave the real photographic expertise to them and take my own identity from my own area of expertise. Ironically, sometimes people ask me to teach photography workshops, though I honestly have only one piece of advice for people who want to take bird photos. No matter how cheap or expensive your equipment may be, get out there and use it to take as many bird photos as you can. Little by little, you'll improve, and from the very start, we'll get a few splendid photos. But I've never learned photography systematically, so wouldn't have a clue how to teach it the way I do, by trial and error, and just taking a whole lot of photos so I'll have a little wheat here and there in the chaff. Over the years, I'm finding that my percentage of good photos is improving, but I have the right kind of personality for my lackadaisical approach in that I don't get frustrated or upset when my photos turn out awful. People who put in the time and effort to learn how to take consistently good photos are the real photographers. I'm still just a birder who takes pictures. Real photographers get frustrated when their pictures don't turn out, and when they take what looks like a genuinely perfect shot, they pay closest attention to what they could have done better. Me, when I take even a marginally good shot, I'm overwhelmed with delight. I'll never be able to make a living as a photographer, but I probably derive more fun and joy from my photos than most professional photographers take from theirs. My approach to bird photography is clearly not better on any objective scale, but it's exactly the right way for me. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.